We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm just going to start by giving a very brief overview and then happy to take any questions. As you likely know, the City of New Orleans Health Department has been following the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in China since December of last year. It's now been renamed COVID-19. You might have heard that. We've been monitoring it. We've been in close communication with the Louisiana State Department of Health, who is the lead on outbreaks such as this. And we've been participating in regular calls with the CDC and staying abreast of the most current information. Right now, there have been no diagnosed cases of the coronavirus in the state of Louisiana, in the city of New Orleans. The risk to us as New Orleanians and Louisianians remains very, very low. All of the cases in the U.S. are either individuals who directly traveled from China or very close contact, such as a spouse, with those individuals. There have been no other cases other than those reported. On Monday, as you may have heard, the CDC released some statements about their monitoring of the spread of the virus. And it is the case that it has spread to many different countries, some of which are having more person-to-person spread. At this time, the CDC has not changed any of their recommendations that have been in place for several weeks. We take our lead from Louisiana Department of Health and the CDC. And so what we are doing now is reviewing our plans, communicating with them, making sure that everyone has the most up-to-date information. Prior to Mardi Gras, we had a series of meetings with our healthcare facilities, hospitals, as well as with airport, port representatives, tourism representatives, to make sure everyone was aware of our policies that were already in place and everyone had a realistic understanding of what was happening. We are continuing to offer that. Again, should anything change, we would take our lead from Louisiana Department of Health or from the CDC. But at this point, there is no heightened danger to us in New Orleans or in the region. I always like to reiterate that we are still in the midst of a very busy flu season. And just to give some perspective, the CDC estimates that 16,000 people have died from the flu this year in America. So that is far more dangerous right now than the coronavirus. But I'm happy to take any questions or provide clarification.
Is there any way to test for the coronavirus right now in Louisiana? I mean, if somebody suspected that perhaps somebody had traveled overseas, they come in with respiratory problems, you go to a doctor's office. What is the testing capability here in Louisiana, and what is that protocol? What is that process?
So right now, and we've been educating, along with our partners at the state, educating healthcare providers, clinics, hospitals on what to do if someone comes in with symptoms and has a travel history. We've encouraged, and most healthcare facilities are screening for travel history when someone comes in with a fever, a cough, respiratory symptoms. Right now, the first thing that we have instructed folks to do is call the Louisiana Department of Health ID Epi hotline. There is a 24-hour hotline staffed by state epidemiologists. The provider then discusses the case with the epidemiologist, and then they help recommend whether or not a person should go to a hospital for testing. Right now, the testing is not being done in Louisiana. It is being sent to the CDC, and that's true of most, if not all, states. There's not a lot of state capacity to do the testing at the moment, so all the cases are running through CDC.
If there were to become a confirmed case in Louisiana or New
Orleans, what kind of action would you all take? Do you have a plan in place for what would happen then?
So the state has in place regular pandemic plans, generally centered around the flu, but they review them every year. So they've been reviewing them. We have been discussing with them. We have prepared for things like this in the past with Zika and with Ebola and with other diseases. So we have our own internal plans. Again, we would take the lead from the Louisiana Department of Health, and really it would be CDC that would direct what would happen in that case. So, but we feel that these are plans that we're comfortable with. We are looking at them to make sure that they are appropriate to what we are seeing and what we expect may or may not happen here, but that they're things that we can easily roll into place.
Silly question. San Francisco just declared a state of emergency. Do you see something like that happening with the city of New Orleans?
Not at this time. Not at this time.
Can you say how many deaths there have been?
I don't know the numbers for Louisiana. In the U.S., according to the World Health Organization, there have been around 440 or so people tested, and currently, including the cases that came from the Japanese cruise ship that were American citizens, there have been about 59 confirmed cases in the U.S.
Could you give some perspective to our viewers at home? Obviously, we had the CDC press conference yesterday.
Sure.
You had said the flu is far more dangerous at this point to us here in Louisiana. What is, you know, kind of layman's term, what is the difference between what we're seeing with, say, the flu and something like the coronavirus?
So the flu is something that we can largely prevent or lessen the effects of because every year we have a vaccine that is tailored to fight against what we think is going to be the strain of the flu. The coronavirus is different in that it is, while coronaviruses themselves are very common, they cause the common cold, this particular one is a strain that has not been seen before in humans. So there's not a vaccine to prevent against it, and there's not a treatment for it. So as such, humans are, in theory, more susceptible because they've never experienced this kind of virus before. That being said, there's a lot we really don't know about it. We think we know how it's spread. We think we understand what that incubation period, that period until you're symptomatic, that period until you can not be contagious, but we really don't have all the information. We don't necessarily have the right number of how deadly it is because it's hard to count all the cases. And when we're dealing with China, there's not full information that we have. We can speak in generalities. We can say that what we know about Ebola, what we know about other new viruses like MERS and SARS, this at this point does not seem to be as deadly, but there's still a lot we have to learn from it.
You talked about the risk to folks in New Orleans being a low risk. This is a tourist destination. There are cruise ships that dock here. Is New Orleans at a greater risk than some other places where the world kind of doesn't show up sometimes?
So we've been in contact with the port since for weeks now discussing how cruises come. There is a very rigorous screening process, and the Coast Guard is involved with them in terms of travelers being on cruise ships. None of the cruise ships that come to New Orleans are coming from areas that we would consider hotspots, so in Asia. The world is global. We certainly have a lot of travelers, but so do many, many, many other cities. At this point, we don't think there is any increased risk to our general public based on what we're seeing.
All right, we'll have one more question and we'll leave it there.
Was there any concern with obviously, Mardi Gras is an international event, so we had so many different travelers. Was there any concern with that many people being around each other or any heightened concerns regarding coronavirus with Mardi Gras?
So there's concern about the flu, not coronavirus. Travelers entering the U.S. from China and from the areas of largest outbreak are being routed through specific airports, of which MSY is not one. And they're very strict protocol for people entering from China. So we were very confident, the airport was very confident that we were not going to get a risk coming through for that. And, you know, we had a challenging Mardi Gras season, but in terms of that risk, there was really none.
I'm sorry, just really quick. If there's just one thing you really want people to know, you said this is something that, you know, you're still kind of learning about. There's not a whole lot of known about it. What do you want people to know? What would you tell them?
So it is never a bad idea to practice good infection control. Any virus can be mitigated or the spread can be stopped by proper hand washing, avoiding contact with those who are ill. If you are sick, please stay home. Don't come and give your coworkers the flu or another virus. And just monitor yourself and your symptoms. Cough into your elbow. All of the simple things that you've learned about how not to spread viruses apply to the coronavirus as well as to the flu. So if people can just keep those in mind, we'll be doing well no matter what we face.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.